And it's mentioned several times until the Tzemach says, oh, it's you. Tzemach said, I didn't recognize you. Why didn't recognize him? So Melchizedek said, last year you went with Levushim, pas, ordinary Levushim. This time you started to wear more Chassidische, more Frum Levushim. It changed it completely that I didn't recognize your face. I recognize your whole personality. You became a different mensch. That's what Melchizedek said as soon as you started to wear. Like a Chassidische person, your garments, you changed that I didn't recognize you. And Tzemach Tzedek couldn't recognize anybody, but Tzemach Tzedek to emphasize what can change. Mamish yesh me'ayin. Before you wear such garments, and afterwards you wear Chassidische garments, you became a different person. Your face and your whole personality, the whole person changed. Now let us understand. Since garments have this power, the Toivera, we said just like Het Eitz Hadas, for us, we mentioned with Yankov Avinu and with the Batnis in Germany, the Toiv, Kohen Godel, as the Tzemach Tzedek says, the garments have a greater power, even the one who wears those garments. So let us understand, where do the garments have such a koyach? Where they have such a power, even more than the person who wears those garments? Again, we find the answer in Chassidus, in Tanya. The Altrebbe, at the beginning of Tanya, discusses the two nefesh, the nefesh elikis and nefesh abamis. Then the Altrebbe discusses nefesh elikis itself, there's nefesh, ruach neshama. Chayichi, the Altrebbe doesn't discuss in Tanya, at least not begilui. And then the Altrebbe says, in addition to nefesh, ruach neshama, which every Yiddish neshama has, by the nefesh elikis, nefesh abamis, the nefesh ruach neshama. The neshamas also have garments, just like a physical body has garments. The neshama has also garments. The Altrebbe says the garments of the neshama are more than the thing which the Altrebbe mentions here. The Altrebbe says, v'hineh shloisha levushim, perik dalet, after he discusses the nefesh elikis, nefesh abamis, and nefesh ruach neshama, then the Altrebbe says, corresponding to a physical body, neshama, it also has garments. And then he says, v'hineh shloisha levushim elu, these three garments, machshove, dibur, maise, which discusses the beginning of the chapter, the neshama has three garments. What are the garments? The nefesh ruach and machshove, dibur, maise. Afshini krim levushim, although they are merely called garments, as we know, a garment is secondary, completely unimportant to the body. The body is the most important thing. The garment is only something which you take it off, is secondary. And nevertheless, the Altrebbe says, "Avshen ikroim levushim lenefesh ruach neshama im kol zeh." Nevertheless, gvoim vegodlo gvo vegodl malosom ein kets v'sof al malos nefesh ruach neshama. These garments of nefesh of machshov dibur maise are infinitely superior and higher and greater than even the body, the nefesh ruach neshama itself. Just like the Tzemach Tzedek said, the garments of a kohen godel are far greater than Kohen Godel himself. The garments of the neshama, nefesh, ruach neshama, of machshov dibur maise, are far greater than any case, the Altrebbe says. Look it up in Perik Dalet in Tanya. Are far greater, this the garments, than the neshama itself. How can such a thing be? But anyways, let me just tell you, we can understand from ruchnis the garments, that gashmis the garments, when gashmis the garments, ruchnis the garments. Everybody knows the story of Mittler Rebbe. It was once by the Rebbe Reshab. The Rebbe Reshab was eating a meal with some of his chassidim, and suddenly the Rezo comes in very excited. He brings a newspaper from France. I'm sure everybody knows the story. And he says in this newspaper, it's just reported that they discovered a new vein in the brain, which is located just behind the ear. So the Rezo was very much excited and suddenly they discovered a new vein in the brain. The Rebbe Reshab didn't react at all